In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday. This one's the 13th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. If you've noticed something different about President Trump the past couple of days, you're right. It's not just you. He has changed his mind, it seems, on some not insignificant points of economic policy. China, as we touched on yesterday at the end of the broadcast, now all of a sudden is not manipulating its currency anymore. Fed Chair Janet Yellen, whom candidate Trump accused of playing politics with interest rates, if you remember that, now is not so bad, it turns out. She is, quote, not toast when her term ends next year. He told the Wall Street Journal, not toast. That's an official presidential proclamation. So what is going on? Here's Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
President Trump this week sounds friendlier to Fed Chair Janet Yellen, warmer about trade with China, more supportive of the Export-Import Bank. The president's economic positions are evolving pretty rapidly.
All presidents learn on the job.
That's Scott Clemens, chief investment strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman.
Once you're confronted with the reality of governing, you become a little bit more of a practicalist, a little bit more of a realist. I think there is a shift more towards, if you will, traditional Republican orthodoxy.
That's certainly what Cornell economist Eswar Prasad sees on the foreign policy front. Take China, which Trump now says he won't label a currency manipulator, but will work with to open markets while also trying to get China's help controlling North Korea.
We don't know what trade policy will look like next week. Certainly this week, the protectionist and nationalist forces have given some ground
to administration officials like U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
People who recognize that the U.S. economy does benefit from freer flows of both trade and financial capital.
There's no clear indication yet how these shifts might impact broader economic policy. And Scott Clemens cautions we shouldn't expect President Trump to suddenly go completely by the book. This week, he also tread where presidents rarely do, saying the U.S. dollar is too strong. And he's still pointing out when individual companies keep jobs here or ship them overseas. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.